for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 42. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 32. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Edwards County Commissioners Matt St. Ledger, Davis Messman, and Dwayne Lear formally voted to approve the takeover of the Edwards County Ambulance Service by Wabash General Hospital this morning. The move will be effective on March 1st, and the vote came after several months of discussion between the commissioners, the ambulance board, and the hospital. Commissioners St. Ledger and Messman voted yes, and Commissioner Lear abstained from the vote due to a conflict of interest. Commissioners commented they wanted to improve the current service to be an ALS system with paramedic services offered in the future. More news next.
When a need for medical care arises outside of regular business hours, simply visit Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Urgent Care at the FMH Medical Complex, 213 Northwest 10th Street, Suite A Left. There is no need for an appointment, and walk-ins are always welcome. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care treats strains, sprains, sore throats, colds, flu, minor lacerations, minor fractures, and more. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 5.
Post-frame buildings continue to pop up all over the area. And at Graver Post Buildings, they've been putting up buildings for over 40 years. Garages, pole barns, storage buildings, workshops, apartments, even indoor basketball courts, and some of the most attractive commercial buildings in the state. Every job is specific and unique to your wants and your needs. Graver Post also has packages for contractors and do-it-yourselfers. So for your next building or roofing project, call for a free quote at Graver Post, 800-264-5013.
In other news, the TIF committee of the Fairfield City Council will meet Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock at Fairfield City Hall. The committee will hear five requests for TIF funds, including requests from Your Flower Shop and Black's Fashion Flowers. Andrew Gifford will present a request for the former Larry Moore Insurance Building. The two remaining requests will deal with repairs to storm sewers and parking lanes and connecting roads in connection with the state's Route 15 project in 2021. The committee, comprised of Alderman Brett Cole, Tyler Lampley, and Gary Moore, will then be able to address additional projects and other obligated projects to be finished. The night will conclude with a public comment opportunity and the scheduling of the next TIF committee meeting on March 11th. The TIF committee meeting will be preceded by a joint review board meeting at 4:30 at City Hall. Springfield TIF attorney Dan Shearing is expected to be in attendance. Several people were booked in the Wayne County Jail over the weekend. 25-year-old Johnsonville resident Blake A. Morgan was arrested by county deputies late Saturday night on a Wayne County warrant for theft over $500, arson, burglary, and possession of a stolen firearm. He was held pending the posting of $15,020 bond. 18-year-old Jeff resident Nathan B. Downer was arrested Friday night by Fairfield police at Leo French Park on a Wayne County warrant for burglary and arson. He was transported to the jail and held pending the posting of $7,520 bond. Morgan and Downer were arrested in relation to a residential fire and burglary in Sisney in mid-January. 37-year-old Mount Vernon resident Matthew D. Allen was booked in the jail late Friday night on a Wayne County warrant for possession of methamphetamine and delivery of or possession with intent to deliver meth. He was held pending the posting of bond. 31-year-old West Salem resident Kyle O. Hicks was arrested by county deputies early Saturday morning on a charge of possession of meth. He was held pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 51-year-old Fairfield resident Michael W. Vaughn was arrested yesterday morning by county deputies on a Clay County warrant for driving with a suspended or revoked license and possession of meth. He was held pending the posting of $775 bond. 39-year-old Fairfield resident Dustin R. Pike was arrested early yesterday morning by Fairfield police on a charge of possession of meth. Police reports indicate Pike began to leave the 900 block of Southwest 6th Street in a vehicle and then remained in the vehicle for roughly an hour without actually leaving. Officers approached him and discovered the meth. Pike was transported to jail, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. Fairfield police again remind the public to contact Wayne County Crime Stoppers with any information regarding crimes. People can call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777, and tips could be worth a cash reward. Shear Details Full Service Salon, located at 204 East Section Line Road in Wayne City, held an open house yesterday. Owner Angela Hedden invited the public to see the new building and the new staff, comprised of hairstylist Megan Hedden, nail technician Chrissy Gabbard, and massage therapist Darla Simpson. Hedden and her staff would like to thank the more than 60 people who came to the open house. Fairfield Police Chief Keith Colclasure appeared on the Community Connection program last week to give a few details on a potential municipal court, which the city hopes to implement in May. Chief Colclasure says people wouldn't have to take time off for a circuit court appearance. Instead, they could just pay a fee and take care of certain issues without a blemish on their criminal records.
With the idea of getting a municipal court, and what that would be is your open burning tickets, your grass tickets, your junk cars would all go through this mechanism, freeing up the circuit court. Now, when it comes to houses, the dilapidated houses we have, unfortunately we do have several, those still have to proceed through circuit court.
Chief Colclasure also says testing to add names to the police and fire eligibility list is tentatively scheduled for March 13th and 14th.
Which we will start on Friday night, which is mandatory orientation. Basically, during that meeting, it will explain the testing process, why we're here, and then the fire chief and I will have a chance to kind of explain our departments, how they're structured, and hours we work, and stuff like that. So that's mandatory. And then after that, we will report to the high school, which is where we do our testing, at 8 o'clock the following morning, so nobody should stay out partying. We will do a physical agility test to begin the day at 8 o'clock. You must pass that test to get to the written test.
The police eligibility list currently consists of two names, and no names are on the fire list. The Fairfield City Council will meet tomorrow evening with a full agenda. The night will begin with a public hearing at 5:45 regarding vacating an alley at 1208 West Main Street, annexing and zoning property at 1939 West Delaware, and rezoning property at 203 Northwest 10th. After the regular meeting begins at 6 o'clock, aldermen will work through a 12-item agenda, which includes expected approval on TIF projects for installing air conditioning at the FCHS East Gym and purchasing a transformer for Aperion Care. The council is then expected to approve ordinances related to the properties discussed in the evening's public hearing. Aldermen are also expected to approve a preliminary plan and final plat for Ridge Investment and a contract time extension for wastewater treatment plant energy efficiency upgrades. They will then discuss a lease extension for the Historical Society and the Society's cemetery tour, which is scheduled for May 29th and 30th. The agenda's final three items will deal with city fireworks, an update on the municipal court process, and an appointment to the Enterprise Zone Board. The Wayne County Farm Bureau will hold its 98th annual meeting at 5:30 p.m. on March 5th at the Fairfield First Christian Church. The meeting will be preceded by dinner, and members are asked to RSVP by March 1st. The business meeting will include approval of the minutes of last year's annual meeting, reports from the treasurer, president, manager, and affiliates, acts and deeds of the board, selection of delegates to the 2020 Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting, and any other business that may properly come before the membership. Five members are up for election at the meeting, including Robert Pierce for District 1, Fred Blessing for District 2, Tim Chambliss for District 3, and Anthony Vaughn for District 4. Randy Ellis is up for election for the at-large position. The 2020 nominating committee members are David White, Mark Bunnage, Larry Reed, Jim Rush, and Nathan Vaughn. Voting members in good standing as of March 1st will be eligible to vote, and ballots must be cast in person at the meeting. Young Leader Committee members will collect non-perishable food donations for the Young Leader Harvest for All program. Members are asked to bring food items to the meeting. Anyone seeking additional information should call the Wayne County Farm Bureau office at 842-3342 or visit waynecfb.com. Last month was wetter and cooler than 1 year ago. At the WFIW-WOKZ studios, we received 6.5 inches of precipitation in January, with nearly 2.25 inches of rain coming on the 10th. Over half of January's rainfall came on the 10th, 11th, and 12th, when the studio recorded nearly 4.5 inches. We received rainfall 12 days in the month, including a trace of snow on the 29th. Last January, we recorded 3 inches and 29 hundredths of rainfall, with the heaviest total checking in at 1 inch and 9 hundredths on the 1st. We recorded no snow last January. The average high for last month was 44.1 degrees, and the highest temperature recorded at the station was 60 degrees on the 9th. The coolest high was 21 on the 19th. Last year, the average high was 51.8, with a high temperature of 70 on the 26th. Last year's coolest high was 31 on the 18th. The average low for last month was 29.6 degrees, with a coolest temperature of 12 on the 19th. The warmest low was 48 on the 10th. January 2019's average low was 31.4 degrees, with a low of 18 on the 11th and 19th. Last year's warmest low temperature was 54 on the 29th. 77-year-old DuCoin resident Larry V. Underwood died in a head-on crash Friday morning near mile marker 84 on Interstate 64 in Jefferson County. State police say Underwood was driving west in the eastbound lanes of I-64 when he was struck head-on by a semi driven by 66-year-old Missouri resident Henry T. Cobble. State police said in a release over the weekend that the crash remained under investigation. State Representative Darren Bailey is sponsoring a bill that would eliminate the Education Teacher Performance Assessment. In response to hundreds of teaching openings across the state, lawmakers last year approved a slew of new legislation to make the profession more attractive. Governor J.B. Pritzker also signed one law to eliminate a test of basic skills, but Bailey says more needs to be done.
You know, we upped the teacher minimum salary, wage, and guess what? We're still having troubles getting teachers. We have a massive shortage, and that one of the biggest problems is state mandates, state regulations, and these tests. I believe that if a college is going to submit, and give someone a diploma for a teaching, that then turn them over to the local school districts and let the school board, the local boards of education, determine whether or not these teachers, these people are teaching to their standards or not.
Bailey says the performance assessment tests have caused several potential teachers to leave the profession.
These testing companies that do these tests, they're out of state, so Illinois is losing income over that, but yet some of their standards Illinois just simply approved. So now the detriment of all this has become just too much. And I witnessed personally teachers, and I think school districts, when we go out and talk to our school boards, everybody understands we've all had those. There's been many people leave the teaching profession because of this.
As of August 12th last year, the Illinois Education Job Bank showed 2,479 teaching openings across the state. Senate Democrats are putting together a special committee to look at ways to improve public safety in Illinois. Kim Howard reports.
The committee plans to address criminal justice reforms and making Illinois a safer place to live. That includes expanded mental health services, more education and job training for inmates, racial disparities, and families, says Senator Laura Fine of Glenview.
Statistics show us that more than 62% of Illinois inmates do have children, and children perform better in school and have fewer behavioral issues when they are able to visit their parents. So this is a topic that we are going to look at holistically and really try to improve outcomes in the state of Illinois.
The group says while they can't pass thousands of bills this year to address all these concerns, they can begin to chip away at what members call an oppressive system. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice-daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Gonzalez with People's National Bank. People's National Bank has partnered with Zelle. Zelle is an easy way to send and receive money with family, friends, and others you trust. You can use Zelle today right from your PNB To Go mobile banking app. Money moves directly between bank accounts fast. Stop by People's National Bank today to learn more about Zelle. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 36, and we have received 38 hundredths of an inch of rain here at the radio station so far today. Before I mention the stock market numbers, I would like to announce this here as WFIW Radio has added a sports broadcast. Let me go and tell you the details on this, as WFIW Radio will be broadcasting tonight's Fairfield Lady Mules first round regional game versus Flora at the Sullivan Regional in Class 2A. The game is being sponsored by People's National Bank. Pregame is set for right around 7:25 with a play-by-play at 7:30. Derek Dunn, myself, and Mark Turner will be courtside for that one. The game will air on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Again, WFIW Radio, we will be on site for tonight's Fairfield Lady Mules first round regional game versus Flora at the Sullivan Regional. The game is being sponsored by People's National Bank. Pre-game is set for right around 7:25 with the play-by-play at 7:30. You join Mark Turner and myself as we'll be courtside calling the action for you. The game will air on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Here is a look at the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 29,151, up 48. The NASDAQ is at 9,571, up 50. March crude oil is at $49.65. That is down 67 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 83-year-old Newburgh, Indiana resident Virgie Lee Foley died Thursday morning. Virgie Foley is survived by her husband, Max, two children, six grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, and two siblings. Services for Virgie Foley will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, tomorrow, at the funeral home. Entombment will be in Springerton Cemetery. Memorials are suggested to the Cancer Society. Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield is in charge of arrangements. 92-year-old McLeansboro resident Doris E. Hill died on Friday. She was a member of the Oliver Bethel Methodist Church. Doris Hill is survived by two sons, five grandchildren, nine great-grandchildren, and one great-great-grandchild. Services for Doris Hill will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, tomorrow, at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. to service time. Burial will be at Hopewell Cemetery. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 72-year-old Carmi resident James J. Zirin died on Friday at Wabash Christian Village. He had owned and operated the Carmi Veterinary Clinic. James Zirin is survived by his wife, Adri, three children, one brother, nine grandchildren, and four great-grandchildren. Services for James Zirin will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday at Emmanuel United Methodist Church in Carmi. Visitation will be from 3 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday and from 9 a.m. to service time on Wednesday. Burial will be in Big Prairie Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the church building fund or to pets at risk. They will be accepted at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today, cloudy skies, a high today around 42. It'll be cloudy tonight with a low of 32 and mostly cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 45. Outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, rain or snow is possible on Wednesday. Wednesday will have a high of 38 and low of 30. It'll be partly cloudy on Thursday. Thursday will have a high of 35 with a low of 10. And then sunny skies on Friday. Friday will have a high of 28 with a low of 18.